This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport.
Well, the race is on to determine who will partner Usman Khawaja at the top of the order in the first Ashes test at Perth on November 21. And one of the cricketers who's a main contender for the great Aussie bat-off, as we've all been calling it, is Tasmanian left-hander Jake Weatherill. He started the season strong with a couple of classy 50s in Brisbane during the Shield match against Queensland. And he joins us here today on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Jakey Weatherill, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you going?
Oh, look, I'm sensational. Now, we heard from Matty Renshaw yesterday, and he says he's the type of player who blocks out all the scores happening around the country by other batsmen. How are you handling the pressure of being scrutinised so much for this Aussie bat-off?
Yeah, probably pretty similar, to be fair. You know, you can only control what you can control, and obviously making runs is the best way of doing it. Obviously, you have to do a lot of media stuff, right, based around the batting stuff at the moment, but that's just a part of playing cricket. And when you get out there, when you're competing, it's sort of takes care of itself. You can sort of get in a bit of a zone and just bat the way you wanted to, but yeah, you're sort of just staying away from everything and just focusing on what you need to do to get ready, really.
Now, we heard that 100 that you made in the BBL, but what have you done differently to get yourself in this position, Jake? Because you scored 906 runs in the Shield last year, more than any other player. Have you changed your technique? Have you changed your mindset? What's made you so prolific?
Probably a mixture of everything, really, to be fair. Obviously, getting to, when you play a lot of first-class cricket, you sort of get to learn how to go about your game. And I experimented a lot when I was younger to find ways that were making me better. And sometimes you have to go a little bit backwards to go forward. So for me, it was just trying to learn what I could do mentally and physically from a technical point of view to get me in a good state of mind and a good physical position to make runs consistently in Shield cricket. And obviously last year I got my opportunity to sort of play a whole season and just, yeah, and put forward what I think was going to work. And thankfully it did. And I was able to be consistent at the top, which is something that I've always aspired to be. And yeah, so I think it was a bit of a mixture of both, really, to be fair.
Well, you've got a lot of believers out there, including current South Australian coach Ryan Harris. He spoke to us yesterday as well, and he was pushing for you ahead of his own South Australian skipper, Nathan McSweeney. He says that you would be the best man to bat alongside Khawaja in Perth during the first test. Does it help you, being down in Tasmania, having high-profile members of the cricket community in your corner?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, media plays a big part in probably selection. You know, having people like that, it gives you a bit of confidence as well, knowing that people you've admired, obviously Ryan, I've spent a bit of time with him, people I admire that I've, you know, grown up following as a child, to have those people support you, it's a pretty cool thing to have. Just saying that you're a good cricketer is pretty cool. But yeah, to have those people saying that you could, to be successful in test cricket, knowing they've gone and done it and played test cricket, it's a pretty cool thing. So yeah, it definitely helps a bit.
You've got the chairman of selectors and George Bailey down there in your state. Are you able to just go up and ask him how you're going, what you need to do, what your chances are like? Are you able to do that?
I probably could, but I won't. I'll probably just stick to making runs and trying to do the best thing I can. Obviously, that stuff, if you do well, then you're a good chance of playing. You know, there's no more than you can do. Obviously, a long time still before the first test match, and still do plenty before then. So for me, it's probably just knuckling down and getting that stuff done, and hopefully the rest takes care of itself.
We've got WA coming up this week. I know for Bo Webster, it's a race against time to try and tackle his opposite for that Ashes spot in Cam Green. But Cam Bancroft has been talked about in recent years. Do you look forward to the battle? Are you the type of bloke like Michael Jordan that wants to relish the challenge, or are you the type of guy that just goes out there and faces the ball and worries about the next one?
Probably a little bit of a mixture of both. I'm probably not thinking about bangers that much, but at the same time, I'm probably just committed to doing well, you know, and hopefully do my things well. And that's probably a little bit competitive inside of me too. Obviously trying to get one over every bowler as well. If WA are a very good attack, then the conditions down here might be bowler friendly. So just being competitive and knowing that I've got to, you know, really knuckle down and make sure my game's in good order. And that's probably the competitive part. But, you know, the rest of the stuff about competing for spots and stuff, I probably don't really think much about that. But yeah, I'm probably just competitive myself, trying to make sure that I'm using the best part of me every time, which is, you know, the big thing for me is just, yeah, making sure that when I walk out the bat, I'm ready to go. So that's probably my big focus now. But yeah, that's it.
We're speaking with Tasmanian opening batsman Jake Weatherill on Summer Grandstand as he presses his claims for a test debut in Perth on November 21. Now, Jake, you grew up in Darwin in the Northern Territory. How hard was it grinding out runs in the severe humidity up there? It's a bit different to down in Tassie where you are at the moment.
Yeah, opposite ends of the world now. Definitely. Yeah, no, it was a bit different. I was very lucky. I loved playing up there as a kid. It was such a different environment to play in. Obviously, very small community, the territory in Darwin in general. So being there was, I made a lot of great friends, but also, yeah, cricket up there was just fun to play. It was very hot. It was during the dry season, so not too bad. It got a bit less humid, but at the same time, yeah, early starts, very dewy outfields. And then I got to play senior cricket but from a young age as well. So I got a taste of junior and senior cricket from a very young age. So I was able to play two games in a day, and it was just great. Yeah, I loved it. So, but yeah, it probably served me in good stead when I came down to South Australia for the first time. I'd played a lot of men's cricket by the time I was 15, 16, so it was good.
Now, we've been talking about challenges that face cricketers. You know, we've seen plovers in the past, and I used to have that problem when I was playing back in Home Hill up in North Queensland where I grew up. And, of course, if you played cricket in Townsville, there was the seagulls that used to come out on the field and kangaroos and all that sort of stuff. What was it like for you up in Darwin? You know, elite cricket has its own challenges. What are some of the most unusual things you've seen on a cricket field up there?
Probably just a lot of cane toads, you see, unfortunately. You probably see
a lot of
cane toads.
We've got those in Townsville too.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Sounds like Townsville got more. But, yeah, no, we're lucky that, yeah, we just had the plovers, all those birds, all those different things. But a lot of cane toads now, especially if you play out at Hupti Doo. We played a game there recently, and there was about four or five cane toads in the sprinkler system you could just see when you were playing. So that was pretty funny to watch. Apart from that, you probably just the occasional crab here and there if you're playing at Waratahs. But yeah, no, there was nothing too outrageous, thankfully. No crocodiles or anything like that coming out in the field, which is good.
So last week I saw Manus Labuschagne stopping play because we had a number of mothers who must have been out for a walk with their babies in their prams going past behind the white viewing screen. Yep. So you're telling me there's crabs up in Northern Territory that stops you from playing cricket?
No, you just get the holes, unfortunately, which can be injury prone. We've got one of the grounds is quite next to the sea, and you get like these massive crab holes in one of the grounds. So it's pretty funny when you're running around, you got to be a bit careful.
I can imagine. And of course, you wouldn't want Bo Webster running around on a field like that because he's racing the clock to get his ankle right. Have you got any insight at all? We spoke to him yesterday, but he said he's touch and go. Have you heard any more news about whether or not he might be able to play on Wednesday?
No news from him. I haven't seen him recently. I've seen him in the gym, which is a rare sight, to be fair. But so he's probably itching to play if he's going to be doing all that stuff. Being injured for him is like hell. So, you know, he's got to go to the gym, do his fitness stuff. So, yeah, I think he'll be pushing as hard as he can to make sure he's available. But at the same time, you know, a big summer for him. I'm pretty sure Cricket Australia will be making sure he's 100% before he runs out the field because obviously you never know what's going to happen with Cammy Green and his bowling. So I think they've got plenty to worry about for the going forward to make sure that if he's available, he's got to be ready to go. So I'm sure they'll be negotiating with Cricket Tasmania to see what they want to do and what's best for Bowie. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
What are you up to for the rest of your Sunday? Are you a motorsport fan? You're going to be watching Bathurst?
No, I'll be trying to stay away from sport. I'll probably spend some time with my wife. She's flown down from Adelaide, so I'll be spending time with her, and I'll probably be hitting more cricket balls at some point this afternoon, obviously getting ready for the Shield game. So if I'm not training, I'll be spending time with my wife and, yeah, probably just watching a movie or two.
That's the life of the leading run scorer in the Sheffield Shield for 24-25, going to hit some more balls. I love it, Jake. Best of luck as you try to get yourself in that Australian Ashes team for November 21.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that.
This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sports.